Hello, audio boomers. I hope you folks are all faring well. I have unfortunately just recently been the recipient of some very sad news. So if I seem out of sorts in the next few days, or if you don't hear from me on Audio Boom for a couple of days, that's why. Because I've been thrown for a total loop, friends and neighbors. I'm extremely upset right now, and there's not really a whole lot I can go into for reasons of confidentiality. Basically, all I can say is that my brother, a man whom I have respected all my life, someone I thought was morally beyond reproach, for the most part. I mean, we all have our faults, right? Someone that I thought was kind and decent and good, has done something, as far as I'm concerned, that's truly reprehensible. And he's really hurt his former girlfriend. As some of you may know, who have been following me for a while, my brother was supposed to get married back in October, but 3 weeks before the wedding, it got canceled because my brother and his girlfriend were having, or his fiance, I should say, were having relationship issues. My brother had a lot of depression and severe anxiety at the time that he just wasn't getting help with, because he was pulling the stupid macho guy act and saying, "Oh no, I can fix this myself." I'm sorry. That really makes me mad. What do guys think they're proving when they do that? Excuse me, folks. You'll have to forgive me if you can. I am in a terrible mood. I don't know. I haven't felt this bad in a long time. What on earth do men think they're trying to prove when they say, "Oh no, it's really nothing, I can fix this, I can do this myself, I don't need help"? Give me a break. Get your freaking acts together, people. Anyway, let me try and regain the main thread of my plot here before I completely shock you all and make you think I'm a total biatch. So yeah, my brother's wedding got canceled because he and his fiance were having major relationship issues, and my brother really wasn't doing all that much about them. So he just kind of left her hanging, and she tried to fight for him and make it work. So for 3 months now, she's been hoping that he would start to fix things, or that together they could fix things, that he would be proactive enough about his life, and that he would love her enough to want to fix things. Well, folks, that ain't true. Not only that, but it was my brother, initially, who did something to cause all this relationship meltdown in the first place. I didn't know about that until this evening, which is why I'm so upset right now. My brother really did something that he shouldn't, and that was what initially caused the problems between he and his fiancé. There were some issues there before, and I'm not saying that they were entirely his fault, but he has been behaving like a total arse, and I can't believe that the brother I always thought so highly of would act this way. It just throws me for a total loop. I can't wrap my head around it. And that's all I can really say about it, folks, because it's not really fair to go into family issues here on Audio Boom. Believe me, there's a lot more I'd like to say. Because as you folks know, I tend to discuss a lot of my thoughts and feelings on here. Now, generally, I do so in a much more positive manner than I'm doing right now, but I am in no mood to be cheerful. I'm sorry. It's so hard when you lose respect for someone so suddenly. You know, you think you know how someone acts and behaves. You think you know someone, and then you come to find out that you really don't. It's a shocker. So anyway, to make this very long story short, it turns out that my brother's girlfriend finally said, look, I've had enough. You're leaving me hanging here. You're not telling me where you want to go with this relationship. You're not fixing anything. You've done stuff you shouldn't, and you're not appearing sorry about it. I can't take this anymore. So, unfortunately, their relationship is at an end, and it's very sad because she's such a lovely girl. She doesn't deserve this crap. She hung on to him for months, even though she knew he had done something wrong. Just because she tried to forgive him and she tried to make things work and she hoped that she could make things work. But, well, as they say, it takes two to tango, doesn't it? And my stupid asshole brother, sorry. He didn't want to bother. He's just happy with his lifestyle of jumping from one thing to the next and not fixing anything that's wrong. And I guess I'm totally disgusted right now. Anyway, I'm really sorry. I'm not normally... I apologize to anybody who just recently followed me and is listening to this and this horrible diatribe and going, what's this detritus? I'm normally not like this. I shouldn't be ranting here like this. I really shouldn't. I'm beyond... beyond upset right now, really. I know, relationship issues happen. I know this isn't the end of the world. And I will get over this, and I will forgive him. It's just... pardon me, sorry. It's just, I never expected in a million years that this would happen. I guess, you know, it just goes to show you that you don't always know someone as well as you think you do. Oh dear. Well, all I can really do, I guess, is just pray. You know, pray that he'll see that what he's done is not right. And pray that this poor lady he was with will be able to, you know, to get over this and find like-minded friends to be with and supportive people, you know, and find some positivity in all this. And I have to pray for my mom too, because she's, if I'm upset, well, I'm sure you can imagine how much worse she is. In fact, she's really sick right now, poor lady, which makes this all the worse. Now she says she's feeling so run down because of, you know, partly because of the news she's found out about my brother. That's as may be, I don't know. But regardless, I do know she's got the flu and she's got a bronchial cough and the poor lady's on penicillin now and a puffer. And like, this is my steadfast, stalwart mother who almost never gets sick. So I feel so dreadful for her. So, you know, I'm not just thinking of myself here, honestly. So, you know, just hopefully something will show him, my brother, that is, that the life he's leading right now is not appropriate. You know, hopefully he'll learn a lesson and somehow. And even if he doesn't, well, he's not a terrible person. You know, he hasn't killed anybody. you know, and we love him regardless. It's just, boy, it really knocks you when you find something out about someone that you never would have imagined happening. Anyway, folks, I've said too much here. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't post this, but I had to provide some explanation if in the next few days I am not my usual cheerful self, because I try to be cheerful and positive on my booze. I don't like to be viewed as a negative Nancy. I like to provide, you know, some entertainment and to be uplifting and, you know, because I enjoy being entertained and uplifted myself. But before I go, I just wanted